大家好，今次呢就是又是到这个快乐哲学的讲座的时间了。就我是潘敬泰，人民学会那个副会长。咁今次呢就是这个快乐哲学的第七讲了。咁我上个礼拜呢我就简略咁样就介绍咗其中一个喺古代希腊呢都颇为出名嘅哲学家，嗰个呢就係柏拉图。咁大致上呢我就讲咗大概七八点到啦。咁第一样咁而家做少少嘅回顾。第一样嘢呢就嗰、那个柏拉图呢就佢就觉得嗰、那个一个人如果想追求快乐最重要呢就当然呢就是那个去有一种平衡的生活。咁呢同咁嗰个生活呢就需要受两种的限制。第一就受到呢个外面个世界的規律的限制，第二呢就受到一个人自己本身内部佢个理性的限制。咁呢就喺咁嘅限制之下呢就佢一定呢就要选择一啲比较一个人有好多嘅欲望呢一啲比较符合呢两种嗰、那个規律嘅行为。咁当然啦，咁呢方面呢就牵涉到我哋要控制我哋嘅佢所谓嘅 passion， 或者我哋叫佢叫 appetite， 即係一种嘅嗜好偏好。咁呢亦都佢有讲过呢就话佢就唔同意一种讲法，即係话快乐系乜嘢呢？咁快乐呢就係、是、冇咗一种痛苦就係快乐，呢、這个讲法呢佢係唔同意嘅。因为佢觉得呢就快乐呢就比一个人嘅实际嘅需要咧，佢用嘅字咧就 imposition 更加重要。咁除此之外咧，佢亦都觉得一个人即系嗰个要快乐咁样生活咧，最重要咧就系去过一啲佢认为好嘅合乎德性嘅生活。咁呢个咧就呢种咁样嘅思维咧。就是可以貫穿曬所有嗰啲古希臘嗰啲哲學家嘅，咁在呢方面咧，佢就冇乜特別，因為基本上咧都係跟翻住呢個柏拉圖。咁當然啦，唔係跟翻住呢個蘇格拉底。不過一旦係咧，柏拉圖咧，佢就再將呢種咁樣嘅理性嘅生活符合呢、這個德性嘅生活咧，佢再推廣一啲，咁佢就。就有一個很出名 的著作，就個很多人都聽過，就那個Republic。他希望呢就不單止呢一個人呢就他個人的生活要符合這個德性和理性，甚至呢就一個推而廣之呢就去治理一個城邦呢他亦都要符合這些原則的。除此之外呢他還有一個就比較特別啲嘅，就佢第一次就提及嘅，就係呢個一個人嘅快樂，我哋可唔可以有啲咩嘅準則去到去比較咧？去決定究竟邊一樣嘢係比其他啲嘢更加快樂咧？咁佢哋亦都提出咗，我上次都講啦，咁就。就有一個所以講的是一個叫 quantitative approach， 即是話咧，就係、是、一啲希望咧用某一種嘅方式去數量化，即係呢個人嗰、那個對於快樂嘅感覺。咁佢喺呢個事實上喺呢方面咧，就佢就有一段嘅文字咧。我上次就冇讀過，咁我今次咧，或者我讀一讀翻出嚟，但希望大家咧，作為一種參考。佢 佢嘅講法咧就話 ：If you weigh the pleasant against the unpleasant, you always have to take the greater and the more。咁嘅意思係話，就如果咧你想將兩樣嘢比較，兩樣嘢都係 pleasant， 即係令人愉快嘅。一樣愉快嘅嘢同另外一樣嘢都係愉快嘅，咁你要點樣去決定呢？咁佢就用嗰兩個字 ，the greater and the more。一就係嗰講個 intensity， 即係嗰、那個啊嗰、那個程度啊，係深啲嘅，快樂嘅程度係深啲嘅。第二就係 the more， 就係 quantity 啦，數量咧又多啲。咁所以變咗有兩個 dimension 嘅。有兩個向度，第一就是那個強度，第二呢就是數量。他的講法呢，他說 If you weigh the painful against the painful, you have to take the fewer and the smaller。 那呢剛才他說呢就是一些愉快的經驗，但相反呢就是那些痛苦的經驗。痛苦的經驗兩樣東西都痛苦，那樣怎樣比較呢？那他就說 You have to take the fewer and the smaller。第一就是那些數量是少一點的，第二那個程度呢也都是少一點的。那就提出了一些這樣的criteria， 一種準則出來。那跟著了他又再比較了，他說 If you weigh the pleasant against the painful， and if the painful is exceeded by the pleasant， whetherthe near by the remote or the remote by the near， you have to perform the action in which a pleasant prevails。 剛才我講了最先呢就是講了愉快和愉快，第二呢就是痛苦和痛苦，第三呢他現在就講了愉快和痛苦那又怎樣比較呢？他如果那些痛苦 is exceeded by the pleasant， 即係相同嗰個快樂去相比較，咁咧就快樂係多啲嘅。咁咧佢呢一方面佢又再細分啦。佢話 the near by the remote， 咁有啲當然啦，我哋人痛苦或者快樂咧，亦都有個時間嘅向度嘅，有啲咧就接近現在啲。有些呢就距離現在呢比較遠一點的。那我們都要將個哪一樣東西是最接近現在，譬如有時現在痛苦將來快樂，或者那個現在快樂將來痛苦，那這些呢我們都要作出比較的。那他說要怎樣，如果是這樣比較之下要怎樣做啊？ You have to perform the action in which the pleasant prevails。咁你都要俾，咁你睇下啦。用咗呢啲咁樣嘅標準之後呢，你就睇下究竟邊樣嘢多啲呢，個 pleasant 多啲嗰啲呢你就做嗰樣嘢，即係愉快嗰啲多啲你就做嗰樣嘢。And on the other hand， 佢話 if the pleasant is exceeded by the painful， then you have to refrain from doing that。 咁相反嘅情況啦，嗰個痛苦多啲嘅，快樂少啲嘅，咁呢你就唔好做啦，就相反啦。咁所以佢咧就亦都呢、這個亦都係呢、這個柏拉圖咧，就第一個即係提出咗一啲咁樣嘅 quantitative， 就個 degree 同埋嗰個 quantity 個 concept 出嚟，去量度呢個快樂同埋不快樂。咁除此之外咧，就我上次都有講過咧，就佢就有一個 theory 嘅，佢有一個理論嘅，就講嗰、那個就係部分同全部嘅理論。咁佢認為咧，那個人咧分成幾個部分。咁一個人點樣先可以快樂咧？就要一定咧，就係、是、嗰、那個我哋就唔好叫我哋嘅生活嘅一部分，或者我哋嘅個性嘅一部分，我哋行為嘅一部分去做咗另外一部分嘅嘢。咁咧就佢呢度佢亦都有啲咁樣喺個 Republic 嗰度咧，佢亦都有啲咁嘅論述嘅。咁我而家又再讀翻出嚟。 咁上次咧就咁講咗個原則，就冇講嗰個 quotation。今次咧我講，我就補翻嗰個 quotation。咁佢咧就話，佢話當然啦，佢又覺佢就認為就啲人咧，如果要快樂嘅生活咧，就一定咧係要喺啲好嘅生活。咁佢點樣叫一個好嘅人咧？咁佢就有一個講法，佢就話 ：A good man is one in which one doesn't allow any part of himself to do the work of another part。佢點樣先可以叫一個好嘅人？就話佢一個人咧，佢將個人嘅一部分，佢唔會容許佢自己嘅一部分去做咗佢自己另外一部分嘅工作。或者咧，佢話 ：Or let the various elements in him interfere with each other。又或者將佢嗰個個人分成個十幾部分，咁咧就各種部分咧，就呢個咧就去干擾另外一部分嘅運作。咁佢咧就話：喂，點樣先至叫一個做得好咧？佢話 ：He organises what is really his own well and rules himself。佢一定要好好咁樣去組織佢自己身嗰一個人咧，佢有譬如有啲唔同嘅嘅慾望身體嘅慾望精神嘅慾望或者社會上嘅慾望各方面啲嘢就唔同嘅。He organises what really his own well， 佢一定要好好咁樣去安排各種嘅唔同嗰個慾望 ，and rules himself， 咁咧佢同時咧亦都要控制佢自己。咁佢呢度跟住佢就講話 ，he puts himself in order in his own frame， is his own frame and harmonizes the parts of himself like the limiting notes in a musical chord。咁佢咧就講佢話。我哋點樣去處理我哋各種唔同嘅慾望各種嘅要求各種嘅應做或者唔應做嘅嘢咧？佢就話：我哋咧就要put himself in order， 即係我哋要一定咧就要唔好立立亂，一定要將啲嘢組織，就要有規律。同埋有一個秩序咁樣組織，咁咧就好似自己係自己個朋友咁樣，咁咧同埋咧就harmonizes the parts of himself， 將各種唔同嘅需要、慾望個要求個行動去組織，令到佢 harmonize， 即係有一種和諧性喺入面。Like the limiting notes in a musical chord， 咁好似咧就係一啲和弦，音樂嘅和弦咁樣樣。咁佢點樣做啊？佢話 ：He binds those parts together。佢會將嗰啲唔同嘅部分咧，就黐埋一齊，連接埋一齊，聯繫埋一齊。Any others in between， and from having been many。He becomes entirely one。咁咧就咁有各種唔同嘅部分咧，呢啲喺嗰啲中間呢，咁又即係有個 hierarchy 咁樣。咁就呢個喺嗰個中間，嗰個喺呢個前，嗰個喺嗰個後。咁樣就去安排咗佢。咁咧就將呢啲唔同嘅部分咧 ，many 即係啲不同嘅部分咧，令到佢成為 entirely one， 成為整體整體。即係有規律嘅整體嘅，咁咧 moderate and harmonious， 咁咧同埋咧唔好過分 moderate， 即係恰到好處 and harmonious， 同埋咧好和諧咁樣處理。咁呢個咧就係嗰個 Plato 咧，佢覺得我哋點樣可以獲得快樂同埋一啲好嘅生活佢嘅論述。
咁佢咧就話，咁佢咧就就住呢方面咧，佢亦都有有啲其他啲論述，即係話啊，假如做得唔好咁啊，點樣啊？咁佢又有啲論述，我又讀少少出嚟。咁佢咧就話，如果我哋即係做得唔好嗰時係點樣咧？就係、是、stumbling like children， 好似小朋友咁樣，中下中下咁樣。clapping one's hand to the stricken spot， 咁咧就將拍手，就去喺嗰個 stricken spot， 即係嗰度即係受到損害嗰部分。And wasting time in wailing， 即係喺度小朋友咁啊，嘈喧巴閉喺度喊拍啲手啊咁啊喊，咁啊中來中去咁樣。It is best to keep quiet as far as possible in calamity and not to chafe and repine。 他說當我們遇到一些不開心的事，一些 calamity， 一些比較重大的不幸的事件的時候，那我們要怎樣？他說 best to keep quiet， 他說就 keep order， 好像他說我們要維持一種秩序，我們不可以亂曬龍。Keep quiet as far as possible， 盡可能咧就唔好嘈喧巴閉。換句話嚟講咧，我哋當我哋有啲情緒嘅波動嗰陣咧，我哋就要盡量咧控制自己，保持冷靜。And not to chafe 咧就喺度好 struggle 咁啊，好似有啲人咧想break out， 即係有。即摩擦啊，想 break out， 譬如好似一啲譬如有啲鏈啊咁樣鎖住你咧，你就死人咧都要扯甩佢啊！即係咁樣，我哋唔好咁樣做，即係去妄動，一定咧就要保持冷靜 ，repine 就喺度又唔開心啊，就話哎呀真係衰啊乜乜乜啊，即係咁啊。Because we cannot know what is really good and evil in such things， 佢話因為咧，我哋唔好因為一時有啲不幸嘅事情發生，我哋就以為世界末日永遠唔改嘅。因為咧，根據佢嘅講法同埋好古希臘嗰啲人嘅講法咧，都係一樣。個人咧，我哋嗰個生命咧，係受嗰個啲 gods 喺古希臘嗰啲人最係咁樣諗嘅。又受到啲 gods 嘅控制，即係我哋嘅命運咧，唔係完全掌握喺我哋自己手中。將來有啲咩事發生咧，我哋可能唔知道，所以唔需要一有啲咁多事咧，就即刻咧發脾氣啊，就覺得極之極度呢個哀傷啊，咁亂曬，即係冇曬啲嗰個秩序啊！我哋唔需要咁樣，因為我哋唔知道將來點。佢話 ：Nothing in moral life is worthy of very great concern。根據呢個 Plato 咁嘅講法咧，佢話我哋喺嗰個精神生活，我哋有個道德生活入邊咧，唔係即係有啲嘢咧，唔係。咁重要都咁交關嘅，唔值得我哋咧就用啲好激動嘅行為去表示我哋啲情緒。咁佢話做 Plato 咧，即係咁佢話咁我哋要去組織啊生命嘅我哋啲慾望啊其他啲嘢嘅各部分點樣組織？咁佢咧就提出一個亦都提出一個原則嘅，咁個原則我又讀一讀出嚟。咁佢咧就話即係佢有一個 theory， 佢個 theory 咧就係話，我哋每一個人都有我哋人嘅 essence 嘅，我哋人咧就有個我哋嘅精華嘅部分啦，即、就、係、是、人之所以為人。的獨特的條件特徵 咁我哋人咁咧就佢咧就有一個 theory， 就有一個 theory of function， 就覺得每一樣嘢咧都有嗰樣嘢嘅功能啊嘅目的，即係咁樣。咁佢點講咧？咁佢咧就話最好咧就唔好搞咁多嘢。咁佢俾個 example， 佢舉個例，咁佢話 painters、house builders、shipwrights or any other craftsmen you please， see how each one puts what he does into a certain structure and forces one thing to be suited to another and to fit with it until the entire object is put together in an organized and structured way。咁佢咧就舉個例，咁佢話好似啲 painters 啊，咁嗰啲啊畫畫啊，啊油油啊，即係嗰啲 house builder 去起屋嗰啲人 ，shipwright 就造船嗰啲人 ，or any other craftsman 個其他嗰啲咁嘅手工藝嗰啲人，佢哋做嘢咁樣，佢哋最先係點啊？分門別類咁咯，就將啲不同的組件慢慢呢一個一個跟住一個特定 的秩序呢就整埋一齊組合埋一齊，就要咁樣做。咁佢呢個呢就係個嗰個 order 個意思，即係將啲部分嗰啲細小嘅部分將佢有機咁樣有秩序咁樣去連埋一齊。佢覺得我哋個人嗰、那個去安排自己嘅生活咧，亦都係好似呢啲咁嘅工匠咁樣嘅。咁佢話 ：and see how each one puts what he does into certain structure， 俾咗一個結構俾佢 ，and forces one thing to be suited to another and to fit with it。咁咧就將其中啲組件咧，呢件咧就冚咗落另外嗰件嗰度。until the entire object is put together， 直至到咧一件一件咁樣加咗上去。就整件那個工藝品成功咁樣 去完成，因為咁樣，我哋個人嘅生命咧，個生活咧，都根據佢嘅講法咧，亦都係要咁樣做。咁除此之外咧，就呢個 Plato 咧，佢亦都有對於我哋快樂啊，唔快樂啊，同埋我哋嘅環境咧，都會有某一種嘅關係。佢承認咗呢種關係，不過咧，佢覺得雖然有嗰個外邊嗰客觀嘅環境或者自身嗰個環境咧有啲改變，令到我哋可能快樂啲，或者冇咁快樂。但是他覺得有一樣東西更加重要，比這樣東西更加重要，就是我們自己怎樣去運用我們的理智去安排我們的生活。那他舉個例，他說 When the appetites ease off and stop pressing us, we escaped from many insane masters. In these matters, the real cause isn't old age,but the way people live. If they are moderate and contented, old age is only moderately burdensome. And if they are not, then both old age and also youth are hard to bear. 他這個呢就在這個 Plato 在個 Republic 那裡呢，他就講及一個老人呢叫 Cephalus。 他說他的生活是怎樣啊，這樣佢咧就講緊呢個人點樣去準備佢個老年嘅生活。咁咧就佢咧就覺得嗰、那個一個人佢個生理轉變嗰、那個生活嘅轉變亦都唔能夠話咧係完全控制我哋俾我哋嗰個客觀嘅環境、客觀嗰個狀況咧。是完全控制我們的生活的。那他說年紀老了那時候，那他就說這個 Cephalus 呢就是他的 appetites， 就是他的慾望，可以這樣說，慾望啊、嗜好啊，這樣就會 ease off， 已經沒有那麼強烈了。 咁咧就唔會咁成日都好似喺度逼迫緊佢，就叫佢做呢啲做嗰啲咁樣。個 we escape from many insane masters， 嗰個年紀大咗咧，我哋就後生嗰時嗰啲好強烈嘅慾望就開始冇咁強烈啦。佢要用個字 insane master， 呢啲係冇理性嘅，只能之要一定死人係都要做呢樣嘢，係都要做嗰樣嘢，即係咁樣一啲冇理性嘅，好似一個 tyrant 咁樣。我哋就唔再受佢個控制，冇咁大啦。But in these matters, the real cause isn't old age。咁佢話喺呢啲咁嘅，如果咁嘅情況發生咧，佢話重要嗰樣嘢咧，我哋唔可以話由於佢年紀大咗啦，所以咧就嗰自然咧就少咗。佢話唔係噶，佢話But the way people live 仲更有一樣比一樣更加重要咧，就係啲人自己點樣生活，佢點樣生活法咧，佢自己可以控制。If they are moderate and contented， 咁如果嗰個人咁佢話，如果佢係佢係有節制嘅 ，moderate， 即係唔會做嘢過分嘅。咁同埋咧，佢係相對咧比較滿足佢個現狀嘅。咁 old age is only moderately burdensome， 咁所以佢年紀雖然大咗，都唔係咁麻煩嘅事啊，都唔係要孭個咁重嘅重擔。但如果佢哋冇咗呢啲 moderation， 冇咗嗰種嘅 contentment 個心態咧，咁 then both old age and also youth are hard to bear， 咁咧就好難頂噶啦。咁所以咧就對於 Plato 嚟講咧，我哋一定咧就要控制我哋個慾望，安排我哋個生活，要俾佢用一個有系統啲嘅方式，就 introduce 一啲 order。有啲秩序喺我哋個生活度。咁佢嘅 example 就係嗰啲頭先講嗰啲啦 ，painter 啊 ，house builder 啊 ，shipwright 啊，即係咁。咁呢個Plato 咧，咁所以我哋可以即係由我 Plato 嗰佢嗰個嘅論述嗰度咧，我哋可以睇到幾樣嘢。第一，佢都Plato 咧就係相信嗰啲 gods。嗰啲人我哋嘅人快唔快樂咧，喺某一程度咧由啲 God 控制。第二，但係咧佢亦都唔同意，就我哋人咧對於自己嘅生命咧係冇控制。第三，佢覺得我哋點樣控制自己生活個生命咧，就透過我哋嘅理性。第四，我哋點樣透過我哋嘅理性？我哋要怎樣 去安排我哋嘅生活啦？我哋咧就要依從某啲原則，就部分嗰啲就唔好將啲唔同嘅部分嗰啲嘢搞到亂糟糟就唔好一部分嗰啲嘢咧，就個身體一部分嗰啲嘢咧，就由另外一部分做。譬如我哋個思想上嘅嘢，就叫個身體做感情上嘅嘢咧，我哋就叫我哋嘅理智去做，咁呢啲系唔得，就唔好咧，就將個身體嘅唔同嘅部分或者我哋生命入邊唔同嘅慾望，咁譬如我哋肚餓，咁我哋就要食嘢啦，係咪？咁啊頸渴，我哋就飲水啦，咁冇就唔好肚餓嗰時咧，就有飲水，係咪啊？頸渴嗰時咧就食嘢，咁呢個咧就係唔同嘅部分嗰啲嘢咧，就需要唔同嘅方法去處理，就唔可以立亂調亂嘅。咁所以佢個快樂之道咧，就係、是、控制理性同埋唔好過分。好啦，咁就講完佢之後咧，咁我又要講下佢嗰個徒弟啦。佢個徒弟咧就都係一個另外一個非常之出名嘅哲學喺古希臘嘅非常出名嘅哲學家，就亞里斯多德。咁呢個柏拉圖佢生存嘅年代咧，就係公元之前 429年到347年，咁佢徒弟咧就係公元384年到322年。咁佢咁阿里斯多德咧，佢咧都好受佢個師傅影響，但係咧就佢對於快樂嘅睇法咧，有好多都係同佢師傅一樣，不過咧亦都有佢自己獨特嘅地方。咁對於呢個阿里斯多德嚟講咧，最重要嗰啲係乜嘢？佢最重要嗰度我又讀一段出嚟。佢就話 ：What is the ultimate purpose of human existence？ 一個人生存最重要，即係最終極嗰個目的係乜嘢咧？佢話 ：What is that end or goal for which we should direct all our activities？ 咁佢問啦。咁究竟我哋嗰個目的？我哋咁多行動，咁多活動，最終嘅目的，嗰個目的係乜嘢咧？佢 Everywhere we see people seeking pleasure, wealth, and good reputation。咁如果我哋放眼去觀察下我哋周圍嗰度咧，我哋會睇到個個人去追求啲乜嘢？第一 ，pleasure， 一種快樂。一種快感。第二 ，wealth， 金錢、財富。第三 ，good reputation， 一個良好嘅聲譽。咁佢又講啦，係啦，咁咁多樣嘢，即係咁多人有唔同嘅慾望追求嘅目的係唔同。咁我哋點樣處理咧？咁究竟我哋揀點樣去選擇呢？咁佢就講啦，佢就話 ：But while each of these has some value, none of them can occupy the place of the chief good for which humanity should aim。佢話冇錯，呢度頭先講嗰樣嘢，這個快感啦，有自身嘅價值嘅。不過咧，冇一樣嘢能夠。去作為向 chief good 最重要的good 的好處。咁根據佢講，要點樣做啊？佢話 ：To be an ultimate end, an act must be self-sufficient and final. That which is always desirable in itself and never.For the sake of something else， 咁佢又提出咗一個標準出嚟，咁要點樣啊？佢話要一個終極嘅目的係要點樣咧？就要 self-sufficient， the act must be self-sufficient， 要自己自足嘅，有咗佢就夠噶啦，唔再需要其他啲嘢嘅。And final， 第二咧，佢我哋要求。那個目的呢一定是要 final 終極，不可以是要完這件事之後還有第二件事要。 And which is 第三 which is always desirable， 那在任何時間呢，這個呢都是值得我們去渴求的。第四就是說，就是我們渴求呢 in itself，即是就住自己本身我們呢去渴求，還有 never for the sake of something else， 就不是作為手段這樣渴求。他又提出了一個非常重要的原則，就是那樣東西自己要本身要有價值的。這樣在那麼多個那個古代希臘的哲學家之中，阿里斯多德呢可以說呢，就是就著這個快樂這個命題，他是講得最清楚，還有著墨呢是最多最多的哲學家來的。當然呢，那就在資料上呢 就我哋都要知道咧，就亞里士多德自己本身咧，佢亦都好似其他即係嗰啲古代嗰啲哲學家咁，佢自己咧就好少寫嘢。不過但係咧，佢啲學生咧就寫咗好多，咁就所以好多啲咁啲 lecture notes 啊，即係佢同啲學生講完，啲學生咧就集低啊。咁我哋咧現在咧都有頗多即係亞里士多德啲學生，即係聽完佢講咧之後咧就寫翻低啲嘢。咁咧就咁我哋了解呢個亞里士多德咧。亦都是大部分都是靠住呢啲咁樣嘅資料嘅。咁講下咧，我睇下啲時間咧，似乎咧亦都到啦。咁我或者我睇下次咧，因為如果要講呢個亞里士多德係佢就住呢個快樂呢個命題所講嗰啲嘢咧，佢係非常之多嘅。咁冇辦法咧，可以今次咧就一次過咧就講曬嘅。咁如果係咁樣咧，我就將亞里士多德就住快樂呢個命題嘅論述咧，我會喺下次咧再同大家討論。多謝大家收聽，拜拜。